Would you please stand for the Gospel reading? Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 4, verses 14 to 19. Now Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is the Gospel of Christ.
Please be seated. Most of you will be aware that as a church, we focus on missions once every 3 months. And today being Mission Sunday, I stand here as a chair of the Mission Support Group to introduce our guest speaker this morning. And it's a pleasure amongst to welcome Faith Parker from an organization called CAP, Christians Against Poverty, and a warm welcome to her on our behalf and on behalf of the Mission Support Group. Faith is the partnership and fundraising manager at CAP, and she's been working there for the last 4 years, and her team is said to be a team that puts fun into fundraising. And so she's originally from the United Kingdom, but is passionate about New Zealand churches to reach out to their communities and to see people's lives transform. And so we will all once again welcome Faith Parker to speak to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Is this working? Oh, great. Good morning. It's good to be here today. There's a few more out there than there was at 8 a.m. this morning. But yeah, really good. Thank you so much for your warm welcome. My name's Faith, I'm from Christians Against Poverty, and with me I have Benita and the very familiar Kimberly Eccles, who also work at CAP. So thank you for having us. One thing that Kim told me before I came was a slogan or a motto that you have here at St. Margaret's, that you like to make Jesus known and see lives transformed. So I know that I am amongst friends this morning, which is great. So today we're going to have some fun, and I'm going to share a bit about Christians Against Poverty. So how many of you know of CAP, have heard of CAP before? Oh, great. Oh, that's good to know. So I'm just going to let you know a little bit about what's happened over the last 10 years in New Zealand, and also talk about CAP Job Clubs, which is a wonderful ministry that you're hoping to get up and running here at St. Margaret's. So you might notice from my accent that I am, in fact, from the UK. My father, however, was born in Christchurch, so I have some Kiwi blood in me, deep down somewhere. But it was that heritage that led me to move my life to New Zealand 5 years ago, so at the beginning of 2013. And it's been a quick 5 years, and I can tell you that I am completely won over by New Zealand and the beauty of the country, the beauty of the people here, so much so that I'm actually getting married in January and have no plans to leave. So that's really exciting, and it's great to be with you today, so thank you. Now that you should know, I am not a preacher or a lecturer, but I'm here this morning because I'm passionate about seeing lives transformed. I'm passionate about people finding hope and freedom in this nation. And my heart breaks when I meet families that can't provide and put food on the table for their children. When I meet people who go overlooked and are lonely without community. And when I meet people who don't have hope, they haven't yet met Jesus, the one who is all hope. I'm also here because I passionately believe in the church, that God has called us to be a light on the hill, a people who shine with the light and the love of Christ. And I believe that for us, by demonstrating love in a practical way, we show Christ to others, and that we will see families, communities, and our nation changed for eternity. So over the last 4 years of working for CAP, I've met people and families across our nation struggling in poverty because of debt, unemployment, and its causes. And I've come to realize that poverty is all about loss. Not about a loss necessarily of money or possessions. It's much bigger than that. I've learned that poverty is a loss of well-being. When every phone call you receive from a creditor is marked by a growing anxiety, your health begins to suffer. Poverty is a loss of relationships. When you can't afford to put petrol in your car or top up your phone, you lose connection with people and withdraw. This can bring a loss of dignity. When you're struggling to feed your family on $8 a day, like most of the people who come to us at CAP, you begin to hate yourself for not being able to provide. And most heartbreakingly, poverty is about a loss of life. In fact, when people first call CAP's free helpline, 1 out of 4 have considered or attempted suicide. In the words of one unemployed New Zealander, unemployment keeps my brain locked on the suicide channel almost constantly. It's very real. There are people all over our country, right here in this community, families like yours, who have lost so much. They've been so pushed to the margins and they can't find their way back on their own. They need help and they need hope. Now that's why Christians Against Poverty is here. And church, I believe that's why you are here. So now when we look at this poverty through our human eyes, it's very easy to get overwhelmed and for it to be quite intimidating. But we've heard this morning the passage in Luke 4. I think it's amazing when Jesus starts his ministry, he could choose any passage to refer to, and he chooses Isaiah 61 to mark his ministry. And he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free and proclaim this is the year of the Lord's favor." What Jesus does is totally countercultural, completely unexpected. He reads this passage from Isaiah speaking of the future Messiah, and he essentially says, "I am the Messiah. I'm the one you've been waiting for, and I've come with good news for the poor. I've come to heal the sick and to bind up the brokenhearted." And that's his mission statement. And he entered a world that believed that the poor were getting what they deserved. And while other people saw brokenness and family situations that were too hard to fix, he chose to lean in. He stopped. He listened to people's stories. He saw past shame and he forgave their sins. Jesus gave, he gave physical help and spiritual hope. He saw people through the eyes of compassion. His compassion has no limits. Through his life, through his death and his resurrection, Jesus changed everything. And he gave us a model to follow. I love that we're celebrating Pentecost Sunday and that we have his Holy Spirit. And his Spirit enables each of us to reach into that same brokenness and offer a helping hand, to value each individual in front of us, to show compassion that has no limits, and to share the good news. The question is, that I often ask myself, how on earth do we do this? How do we live out this mission statement today? We know it's there, we can see it, but how? What do we do about it? So I'd like to share with you one way that we've found to do that at CAP. So today, built around this proclamation, from Jesus. CAP exists to bring practical help and the good news to the poor, to release Kiwis from debt, poverty, and its causes. CAP only works through the church, and it works with the church up and down New Zealand to help you step into your community with the belief that God can do abundantly more than we can ask or imagine. So currently, after 10 years of being here, there are 43 churches bringing CAP debt help to hundreds of families who are in poverty because of unmanageable debt. These churches, they work with our team in Auckland, with who negotiate with creditors and walk alongside client families, sometimes for up to 3 to 4 years. On average, it takes them that long, but CAP never pays a dollar along the way. People get empowered, and we offer long-term support as they journey out of debt. Today, through CAP Debt Help and the local church, 1,047 people celebrate being debt-free, which is amazing. I wasn't in the office on Friday, but I heard that 5 more families went debt-free on Friday. Can you imagine what that means for each of those households? So wonderful. So in 2008, we saw the need for a top-of-the-cliff approach, and we began the CAP Money Program that you've ran here at St. Margaret's, which is great. And this is a 3-session course, and it helps you get on top of your finances, budget wisely, and live well within your means. And since this started in 2008, over 10,000 Kiwis have been through this course and applied these principles to their own finances. In fact, right here at St. Margaret's, you ran 5 courses and have helped over 65 people, which is really, really wonderful. Now, we know that people don't fall into poverty for no reason. So in 2014, we began introducing CAP group services. Now, these are 3 programs that specifically address the causes of debt and poverty in this nation: unemployment, life-controlling habits, and a lack of financial literacy and life skills. So CAP Job Clubs helps the short and long-term unemployed rebuild their confidence and get back into work. CAP Release Groups provide support for people battling life-controlling habits and addictions like smoking, drinking, internet addictions, even emotional issues like anger. And CAP Life Skills empowers people to thrive on a low income by teaching them healthy habits, how to determine a want from a need, and how to shop and cook on a tight budget. I joked this morning that my fiancé likes the want-need thing. He thinks I need to learn that one a little bit more, maybe. But for each of these groups, CAP provides all the training that you need as a church to run these services so that you can be the ones stepping into your community, opening your doors, and being the ones that care for each individual you come across. And what I love about these services, what I love about the church and working with the church, is that these church communities provide a platform for hope. And hope is powerful. Hope doesn't start the day that somebody finds work or goes out of debt. Hope sparks the day that somebody realizes that they are worth caring for. What a gift. And so today, through CAP Nationwide, we celebrate with 950 people who have found faith in Jesus Christ because of the work of CAP and the invitation of the local church. 950. So wonderful. So I'm delighted to hear of the work that you are already doing in your community. It sounds amazing and will be making such a difference. And it's wonderful for you to want to start CAP Job Clubs here in Hillsborough. It will come as no surprise to you that I tell you that sustained unemployment is one of the main pathways into poverty. Unemployment keeps people trapped in poverty. But it may surprise you to hear that 25% of all children living in New Zealand are living in poverty. And of those, 60% come from unemployed households. In a recent survey, Job Club members described how it felt to be unemployed. Hopeless, worthless, embarrassed, inadequate, lonely. I don't know about you, but when I hear those words, I want to do something about it. And the fact is, every single member that comes along to a job club, they need love, encouragement, support, direction, friends, and of course, Jesus. So how does it work? It's quite simple. We've got the three C's. We have a community, the course, and coaching. First and foremost, it's a community. It's a regular place for people to come, connect, make new friends, and learn together. Secondly, there's an eight-week course component, helping people to build CVs, look at their skills, learn how to be in an interview and how to job search. And finally, there's the one-to-one coaching, which allows you to meet with people individually, to mentor them, encourage them, share the love of Jesus with them. It really is a wonderful combination. Now, to help explain this a little bit more, and so that you don't get bored of me talking, I thought I would share a quick video with you. And this is Fia's story.
For someone who might have always been in work, it's easy to take it for granted and forget that week-to-week, day-to-day struggle. Someone who's unemployed, someone who isn't working, they feel like they are a drain and they start to believe that.
I was unemployed for 16 years. I actually basically gave up. Frustrated, I just felt like I was hitting a brick wall.
A job club helps by, first of all, breaking down the task that it is of getting a job, because when you're in a place of vulnerability, getting a job isn't just one simple task that you wake up and go and do one day. How it works is it first of all builds a community around them and lets them know that they're not alone, and then starts to build those layers of confidence and those layers of belief in themselves and mark out the steps towards employment for them.
The CV was my aim, but I got more than that. So like I got inner growth as well. Just really helped me know that there is hope, that there are other people out there, that I wasn't fighting the battle on my own.
Hope is so powerful, man, and hope starts the moment that they're in a room with other people believing that they are employable, not once they get a job. That's the power of it, is it actually starts right back once they start believing that they're worth something, that they start believing that they've got something to offer and value to add to their community. The local church is so important for a job club because it is such a brilliant opportunity for outreach. It is a way to take Jesus' message of good news and hope to people who are so desperate and in need and are just waiting to hear it.
I love my job. Hospitality, it's a passion of mine. I feel complete.
Awesome. Feel complete. So wonderful. If that's not a picture of fullness, I don't know what is. For one job club, Alaya, this meant everything. Alaya was raised Muslim and came from a broken family. Despite her qualifications and her work history, she was unable to get a job. She became antisocial and isolated. At her lowest times, she didn't even leave the house. Alaya said to us, "Being unemployed can be a challenging experience for many. After being out of work for 2 years, I finally caved in and started coming to the job club because I realized I couldn't do the journey on my own. There, I found a team of people who always welcomed me with a smile, listened to me, and helped me work things out in my own time and at my own pace. What helped me coming back, though, was the trust and friendships that I formed. I knew that I had a safe place to go where people had my best interests at heart." One day, Alaya went to a ministry session where she heard what it was like to know and experience God. Alone in her room that night, she felt the overwhelming love and joy that she heard about, and she cried tears of joy. That night, Aliyah gave her heart to the Lord, and a few months later, she also found full-time work. Now, Aliyah is helping to support other people through the same job club, helping them to find freedom for themselves, which is so wonderful. And she's not alone. They're not alone. Since Job Club started 3 years ago, over 500 people have been helped. 175 people have found employment, 50 just last year. And what's more, 10 people have already made commitments to Christ through a local job club. This is Luke 4 in action. God is in the business of bringing freedom and restoring families. And we, his church, we get to be a part of it. So I bet you're all thinking, this sounds wonderful. What can I do to be a part of it? Well, excitingly, there is a way. There's lots of different ways for you to get involved. But before you do that, I thought I would share quickly about this book. This is Nevertheless. It is a book that you may be familiar with. Some of you may have read it. Some of you might have it sitting on your bookcase at home with the intention to read it. But it is a wonderful book. We're giving these away for free. We've got plenty of copies. So if you would like a copy of this, it is How Cat Began, over 20 years ago. It started out of brokenness, and it is an incredible story about how God loves people and creates something out of nothing. So if you would like a copy of this, come to the table out in the foyer, and we'll just ask you to quickly put your details down so we can keep in touch with you. But if you are interested in CAP Job Clubs and in leading this brand new ministry, we're looking for some specific things. There are a few of you here who have already had these conversations and would like to be involved, but I know there is a need for someone to lead this ministry here, for a job club manager. So if you are interested, if you feel inspired, or if the Holy Spirit is gently prompting you, please do come and speak to us on the table at the back, or speak to people, the leaders in the church here as well. I can give you all the information you need, answer any questions. There's full training for these roles happening in a few months in August. So we're so excited to support you in this new venture. For everyone else, maybe you can help in different ways. Maybe you can pray for the people that come through these doors to receive help. Maybe you can bake a cake for people to eat whilst they're writing their CVs. Maybe you can turn a computer on for someone or help them job search. Maybe even you're in a position of employing somebody yourself. I can guarantee that you will be blown away by how your help, by practically demonstrating love, will change people's lives. Also, if you're interested in starting the CAP Money course again here or attending any of these courses, you can also come and grab a brochure and a flyer. I'd be happy to talk to you. If any of what I've shared with you resonates, please do stick around. And finally, I just want to give you an opportunity to give today to be a part of CAP's national work. Right now, there are still entire areas of the country where CAP has no services. And in some of the busiest areas, our wait times can be up to 3 months. These are people who are desperately reaching out for life-saving help and the love of Jesus. And your giving will help. And I just want to say a huge thank you to any of you here who are supporters or who do give. It is making a huge difference, as you've heard from the stories today already. Right now, CAP services only cover half the country. And as we grow, our goal is that anybody who calls in to ask for help can receive it. So can I ask you today to give regularly to the work of CAP and become a life changer? You'll join over 3,500 other people who are also giving regularly, and the amount doesn't really matter. $5 a week, the cost of a coffee, $20, $30 a month, whatever you can give out of the resources you have will make a huge difference. To become a life changer, simply grab one of these forms from the table outside again after you've grabbed your free book and fill out your details at the bottom. If you don't have all your bank information, you can simply tick and sign and I'll give you a call in the week to talk to you a little bit more. But please do come and chat to me. One final thing I want to invite one or two of you, if you're in a position to give a significant amount. You may be able to give $100 a month and become a vision sponsor. We're asking a few people to make this commitment so that we can reach into high need areas across the country that currently have no help. So thank you for your heart for this community, for everything that you're currently doing, for everything that you're about to do. Know that we support you, that we're behind you at CAP. And I pray that as we leave today, we carry these words in Luke 4 in our hearts and that we remember those around us and the part that we can play. So thank you for having us.